Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
So I've been playing Forza Motorsport 6 for the Xbox One, and I actually have got to tip my hat to Microsoft for having the best holiday lineup of anybody this year. They started with Gears of War, they've gone into Forza 6, then they've got Halo and Tomb Raider.
Oh, none of those are really recognizable.
They actually have the games I want to play the most this year, which kind of blows my mind. Well, Forza 6 kind of kicked it off for me, and I've been playing it. It is a simulation racing game with big emphasis on simulation, but that doesn't mean that there isn't some fun involved. It's closed tracks, and you're racing. And if you want to, they have worked hard to make it as unbelievably difficult as possible. Or in Forza 6, you can turn on all these wonderful things, drive assists, that makes it like somebody real could actually sit down and play it. You know, somebody like me. And so I've been playing and having a blast.
So it's very realistic.
Oh,
it's like
absolutely.
You're racing.
Yeah. And I mean, again, they've just gone to so much effort to recreate the cars both inside and out as perfectly as possible, as well as a bunch of different racetracks and et cetera, et cetera. Forza 6 it's a technical powerhouse. It runs at 60 frames a second. It looks so impressive. Like, it just looks amazing. And they've gone to town on the rain effects this time around. So when it rains, it looks real. And as it rains, it collects water on certain parts of the track. So there's standing water. And if you don't attack that water correctly, you will hydroplane in Forza 6. It is crazy. And if there's anything to me that felt like it was truly amazing, is that Forza 6, the way they use the Xbox controller, the Xbox One controller has rumble triggers, they call them. And I don't know what they have done, but they've spent a ton of time working on what we call haptic feedback. That means that as the controller is rumbling, they made it feel like a car somehow, and I don't get it. But I mean, like, when you're hydroplaning, I felt like the controller felt the way a wheel of a car would feel in your hands. So I don't know what they did or exactly how they made all that work, but the team at Forza Motorsport 6 has done something amazing with the controller. It's darn impressive to play.
Well, it helps with the experience because, again, some games, you obviously know you're just playing a game and it's a video and you're having fun with that simulation of it. But for this, it feels then more like you are actually driving, like you have that experience.
It really does. And that's part of what I love about it. I actually like to play from inside the cockpit view. And I know some people like to be behind the car, but I like actually being inside the car driving. Later this week, we're going to talk about, I spent a lot of time with a controller, but we also got a chance to play with the new Logitech wheel that is dedicated to Forza Motorsport 6, and I mean just the Xbox One in general, but that is quite an experience as well.
The sign of a good game, though, at least for racing, is did you have a hard time and have to slow down when you get in your real car?
Maybe. And whenever I'm playing, I always remember it's like as you're coming up to a turn, it's like slow down, slow down, slow down, accelerate into the turn. It may not be the best thing for you, but you know what? There's not a lot of simulation racing games out there right now. I mean, are they making Gran Turismo anymore? I don't know. You've got this. You've got Project Cars. I'll have to say Forza Motorsport 6 I found to be way more accessible than Project Cars. Just coming to it, they kind of hold your hand if you want them to and guide you through a career and some racing series. Project Cars, I still sit down and go, wait, what? I'm supposed to do what?
It's a hard time with that one.
I kind of do. But you know what? Forza 6 has been a lot of fun. How does it stack up next to Forza 5? I actually don't know. I didn't have an Xbox One then, so I never played it. But Forza 6 has been a lot of fun. So the other thing I'll throw out, too, is if you're bad at racing games, it still has that rewind function in it. I hit that a lot.
Oh, so you can redo?
Yes. Yes, you can. So Forza 6 for the Xbox One. Microsoft provided a code for us to play that. Remember, if you want to say, hey, Obadiah, you should check this out, you can always email us, riot@radiou.com.